Good morning, Ken. It's great to be here.
Good to have you with us. Topic of housing in the news this morning. We talked about this last week here on WKZO, so it wasn't a big surprise that some plans might be in the works. So what was your reaction to what happened last night?
Well, we had a tremendous turnout of very concerned citizens from the neighborhoods where the city has received interest in some housing developments, and we're working closely with private property owners and developers and construction contractors to discuss the possibility for some new developments in those neighborhoods. And none of the developments in any of our cities in Michigan or townships have happened where there are not concerned neighbors. Mm. There always are people who already live there when new growth comes.
Certainly.
And we're always better off when we pay attention to those concerns, listen carefully, and craft those developments to best address the fears and the potential downsides of new growth. So it's great. There's such a high level of interest. And the mayor and city council decided to set up a formal mechanism to make sure that we get the answers right the first time and in a reasonable amount of time. We don't want to tie things up with a lot of unexpected questions as it goes through the regular format, because the regular format would be these projects would be presented at a planning commission meeting and ultimately maybe come to city council depending on the project. So to have a task force up front to listen carefully to what those worries and concerns are and fears of traffic. And one that, we really want to hit square. There was no discussion at City Hall at any time of Section 8, very low-income housing being constructed in these neighborhoods. And that was one of the rumors that had some people a little bit anxious about the different types of density and the different types of housing investment we might be making there, and just a lot of misconceptions and misinformation out there. So I think that's what drove the city council to direct me to set up a task force to make sure we're listening carefully and getting the questions right so that we can make sure we get the answers right, get expert advice so that we get it right. And I think when a strong town like Portage gets things right, it winds up being a beautiful place like it is. So I think we've got a long storied history of listening carefully and making sure. I live in a fully developed neighborhood that is beautiful. So whoever spoke up at that time did a good job, because it's a great neighborhood. It's very dense. There's lots of houses. I've got neighbors on all sides. But it's a very nice, well thought out neighborhood. So I expect that's what will come of it. And that sort of strong citizen interest is the best democracy we can have. And I think council was really happy to see all their constituents out last night on a beautiful June evening inside City Hall, listening and letting City Council know how they felt about things. Also had a couple other things that I wanted to mention. At many of our meetings, we have proclamations. There will be a particular month or a profession that is being recognized with a proclamation that City Council, sometimes we call them resolutions. And last night there were four of them on the agenda, and I just kind of wanted to mention what those were. The first one was recognizing the Juneteenth holiday that's coming up. It was 1865 when General Granger went to Galveston and let those slaves know, long after the war had ended, that in fact slavery was over and they were free people. And we celebrate that each year in Michigan. I believe it's been a decade or more that we've been celebrating this holiday. But June 19th is the Emancipation date, and we are celebrating on the 19th. City Hall will be closed on that Monday. On Friday the 16th, we're going to have a ceremony at Martin Luther King Park on Martin Luther King Drive at 11 a.m. Councilmember Vic Ledbetter is going to lead that. And it'll be a reflective kind of a welcome to Martin Luther King Park 2023. We're going to have a sculpture we're going to unveil of Dr. King. Should be quite interesting, so I hope people can join us. We also had a proclamation on the Kalamazoo Alumni Chapter of the Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, the 50 years. Their sorority in Kalamazoo has been very active making Kalamazoo a much better place through their efforts of, women's education, supporting non-traditional female students, creating scholarships for high school graduates, creating programming for financial empowerment for citizens in Kalamazoo County. Very active sorority for 50 years now, and they're really a force to be recognized. Next, we had recognition of June 12th as Women's Veterans Recognition Day. And we don't think about the women veterans much. We generally do Memorial Day and Veterans Day, and it seems to me we often picture men who are fighting, but women have been there in our armed services since World War One. We've got 1,500 female veterans in Kalamazoo County.
How about that?
That number really staggered me. You know, 2 million in the United States, but 1,500 of them right here at home. So many are listening now. Thank you, women. And June 12th is formally Women's Veterans Recognition Day in the city of Portage due to council action last night. And finally, it is Pride Month, and in Portage, we had an ordinance adopted in 2016, a non-discrimination ordinance, which included sexual orientation in our statement of non-discrimination, age, gender, gender identity, race, color, religion, marital status, national origin, sexual orientation, psychological or physical challenges, and we treat all these populations fairly. It's just a basic human rights kind of statement that we treat everybody fairly, and that's going to be recognized here in June with Pride Month. So those four resolutions were passed last night, proclamations, I guess they were. And one thing that the mayor has done this year is said that if we would like us to consider one of these, have somebody come and read it. Often we get these mailed to us or emailed these days from somewhere, and it's going to be National Blank Week or Day, and they just want us to put it in the record. Well, that's a little, I think, maybe disingenuous or superficial. So we ask one of the representatives, come on down and read it for us. And then there can be a little Q&A and a little give and take, so we learn a little bit. And so those educational opportunities are very valuable. And finally, I wanted to remind you and the listeners, and you probably already have multiple times, June 8th, Thursday night, 7 p.m., the Motortown All-Stars, I'm sorry, and I think I mentioned this last week,
yes,
are going to be at Overlander Bandshell. So that's this Thursday night at 7 p.m., outdoor concert. And then scaling up for summer, and this I just learned yesterday, the sponsor is Veolia. They're the company that helps us operate our water and wastewater services in Portage. They're sponsoring this. The first 100 kids are going to get a free fishing rod on June 10th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Celery Flats. So it's scaling up for summer. It's kind of an outdoor naturalist thing, looking at lizards and fish and snakes and things. A lot of fun for the kids, but Veolia is sponsoring that and purchasing 100 fishing rods for those first 100 kids. So I hope we get a good, strong turnout right at 10 a.m. of people for scaling up for summer. So those are a few things going on. I did share with you that I'm going to be out of town next week, so I'm going to see you again in 2 weeks.
All right, and I will be out of town next week as well, so we will catch up in a couple of weeks. In the meantime, thanks for the update this morning. Portage City Manager Pat McGinnis with us on WKZO. It's 8:28.